The Greylock Teach Fellows program is aimed at fostering the education of high schoolers who are interested in becoming the people lecturing them. The partnership engages students from Pittsfield Public Schools in workshops, guest lectures, and college admission assistance from Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. Jake Eberwine is the college's Dean of Graduate and Continuing Education.
I think in doing that, we ensure that we have a pipeline of future educators who, represent, diverse backgrounds and also are excited about, impacting, children who move through our communities. I think if we have strong schools, we have strong communities, and it's really that simple.
A $100,000 grant from Greylock Federal Credit Union is supporting 3 years of the program, involving 10 to 15 students each year. At no cost to them or their families, the students take MCLA's introductory education course during after-school sessions in Pittsfield. Hoping for a future in English education, Pittsfield High School senior Rachel Nicholson is one of the students taking the class.
And there's a lot of different things, like how different genders and race and just a bunch of things that contribute to how people experience school and how they learn different things. Like the location of the school, how that influences how much a student might learn, the experiences that they're going to have.
If successful, they will get 3 transferable college credits, which, according to Eberwine, cost roughly $900 at MCLA. Taconic High School junior Jennifer Osafo isn't sure she wants to be a teacher, but wasn't about to pass up a chance to broaden her horizons and get a taste of college.
I definitely like the college course a lot better because it's more discussion-based and more open. I feel like there's less kids in the class, so it's more just the environment is more friendly and, like, open. So it's a fun experience. It just gives us an opening on what college is actually going to be like.
The initiative aims to reconstitute Future Educators of America clubs at Pittsfield and Taconic, while also sending the Greylock Fellows to elementary and middle schools for practical teaching experience. Again, Eberwine.
To serve as sort of mentors for younger children in the district and actually partner them up so they have an opportunity to sort of act in the role of mentor and assistant teacher to get a feel for what it, with the experience of sort of working with children is.
The program focuses on recruiting students interested in high-needs areas like science, technology, engineering, and math, while also reaching out to minority students. More than 50% of Taconic's faculty are graduates of the school, according to Principal John Vosberg.
It's always a challenge to find someone with the content knowledge that is still able to connect with kids, so it can be tricky.
Due to increasing student enrollments, retirements, and new laws mandating class sizes, the Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates the U.S. will need to hire nearly 500,000 additional teachers by 2018. Even with decreasing enrollment numbers in Berkshire County and an overall population loss, Vosberg says the shortage impacts the area as well.
You know, we're not exactly in the hub of, Boston or, Worcester, Springfield, Providence, so our population doesn't lend itself to a huge candidate pool.
Osafo says she hopes to become a forensic biologist, potentially folding teaching into the mix. She says it takes a specific type of person to be an educator.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's inside you because obviously everyone has a gift, and if teaching is your gift, you put your all in it, and I've definitely witnessed people that are meant to be teachers, and they actually really care about their students and will do anything for their students to succeed, and I think that's what makes a great teacher.
MCLA staff will also help the high schoolers explore college opportunities and financial aid. The hope is to expand the program to more Berkshire County schools. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.